Podcasting from Houston, Texas, J. Thomas Smith has another story of success, motivation, and inspiration on My Laws of Success. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, Dr. J. Thomas Smith.
Today, we're going to talk about ways to talk to strangers comfortably. We spend our childhoods being told to never speak to strangers, but then discover as we grow up, we need to do just that repeatedly. Some strangers are more comfortable to talk to, such as shop clerks or servers in restaurants. Others, though, are often more complicated, such as the strangers you meet in social situations. These are the people who have the potential of being your future friends and coworkers. These are the strangers who matter. To some, meeting this type of stranger can be quite intimidating. How do you get past the initial trepidation and talk to even strangers comfortably? Throw yourself into the deep end, like jumping in the water. If you always have someone to fall back on, you're never going to truly take the plunge. Go to new places alone, so you're not tempted to stick with who you already know. Next, make the first move. If you're going to wait around hoping to be noticed, you might have a long, long wait. Be bold. Start a conversation. Get up and join the fun rather than waiting to be invited. Next, you got to learn the give and take of conversation. Ask questions. Get the ball rolling by discovering new facts about the people you meet, but also be prepared to talk about yourself, but not too much. Good conversation should have an ebb and flow. Don't let it get too heavy in any one direction.
We're going to take a brief break and we'll be back to My Laws of Success with Dr. J. Thomas Smith.
Radio established the foundation for the modern era in America. Since its inception, radio has had a significant impact on America and its culture. The rise of popular culture in America would have been impossible without the early influence of radio. Whole genres of music, such as country, pop, rhythm and blues, and rock, that are now taken for granted, owe their popularity and their existence to early radio programs that disseminated new kinds of music. This book offers a vivid portrayal of the history of American radio, as well as the impact Black Americans had in the development of radio. This book is about the evolution of radio, from its invention to its widespread use in America. Radio has been fundamental to the success of performing artists, pushing them and their music to meteoric heights. The book also provides a descriptive gloss into the evolution of Black music, as well as the history of Black radio, its role during the American Civil Rights Movement, and the current state of Black radio and music. It also presents a prophetic look into the future of radio generally, as well as the future of Black radio.
Black Radio, An American History by J. Thomas Smith. Get your copies today.
And we're back.
Next, you got to learn to be friendly by initiating conversation. Know when to back off before you become too aggressive. Not everyone is going to want to talk. If this is the case, let them go. There's plenty of other people to talk to. Move on to someone else. And very important, you got to be you. There's nothing more compelling than someone who comes across as genuine. Being authentic is 100 times better than any role you could ever play. This means being you without pretense. If you're nervous, it's okay. You could even say something about it or make it a joke. You'd be amazed at how many people can identify with those feelings. Know when and how to quit. Oh boy, that's a good one, huh? If the conversation has died out or the interaction isn't going well, know how to escape. And I need comment as a big help. As in, excuse me, I need to use the restroom or I need to talk to the man over there about something. Please excuse me, or just simply thank them for the interaction and move on. It was a pleasure talking to you about Hawaii. Thank you for the conversation. If you really like the person you're talking to, get their card or make plans to get together again before you go. William Butler Yeats perhaps said it best. There are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet. With that thought in mind, wouldn't you say it's time to set forth and make some new friends? I hope you enjoyed the message today. I want to thank you for joining me on this journey of personal growth and self-discovery. Remember, success is not a destination, but a continuous journey of learning and evolving. I encourage you to take the insights and strategies shared today and apply them to your life. Until next episode, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, your present does not limit your future, and your potential is unlimited. This is Dr. J. Thomas Smith signing off. Stay motivated and stay inspired.
Did you love what you heard in this week's episode? Well, it would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater success. Thank you. Until next time, make it a successful week.
J. Thomas Smith Radio.